Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, February 9th, 2018. Welcome to Day 386. The Justice Department's number three official has resigned. The New York Times and CNN say Rachel Brand was next in line behind Rod Rosenstein, who is overseeing the special counsel's inquiry into Russian influence in the 2016 election. Trump has called the investigation a witch hunt and has even considered firing Rosenstein. Next, the Washington Post and New York Times say top White House officials knew about the allegations of Rob Porter's verbal and physical abuse for months. White House counsel Don McGahn knew in January 2017 that accusations by Porter's ex-wives could threaten his security clearance. John Kelly learned this past fall that the domestic violence claims were delaying Porter's security clearance after the FBI flagged its findings to the White House. Yet he gave Porter more responsibilities. Until his resignation on Wednesday, Porter was one of Trump's most senior aides. The White House has said Kelly was not fully aware of the abuse until this week. Meanwhile, CNN and the Wall Street Journal say Trump is frustrated with Hope Hicks's role in the Porter scandal and is placing much of the blame on John Kelly. Trump is questioning the White House's response and has told associates that he thinks Hicks put her romantic relationship with Porter ahead of his own priorities. Trump was not consulted on the White House statement, which defended Porter. Kelly, meanwhile, initially defended Porter and urged him to fight the allegations and to remain in his job. But after the graphic photos emerged of the abuse, Kelly accepted Porter's resignation. Reuters and CNN say Trump, meanwhile, said the allegations of domestic abuse are, quote, very sad, but that he wishes Rob Porter well because, quote, he did a very good job while he was in the White House. We hope he has a wonderful career ahead of him, end quote. Trump added that he believes Porter is innocent because Porter said, quote, very strongly that he was innocent. The New York Times and ABC News say Trump has recently asked advisors what they think of Mick Mulvaney as a possible replacement for John Kelly as chief of staff. Mulvaney currently holds two posts as director of both the White House Budget Office and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Kelly has told Trump in the last 24 hours that he is willing to resign, but has not offered his resignation. Next, the Washington Post says Donald Trump doesn't read the president's daily brief, which outlines the most important information collected by U.S. intelligence agencies from around the world. Instead, he receives an oral briefing on select intelligence issues, because reading is not Trump's preferred, quote, style of learning, end quote. And finally, the Washington Post and New York Times say the government shut down for 5 hours last night, the second shutdown in 3 weeks. The House passed a spending bill late last night, which Trump signed into law early Friday morning. The measure keeps the government open until March 23rd, and also increases federal spending for the military and domestic and disaster relief programs by hundreds of billions of dollars. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update, but are still worth knowing about. 1. The FBI was monitoring Carter Page when he spoke to Steve Bannon about Russia in January 2017. The details of the call are vague, but national security experts say the FBI would have retained the conversation as evidence if it seemed pertinent to their investigation into allegations that Trump associates coordinated with the Kremlin. 2. Dozens of White House employees still don't have permanent security clearance. Employees have been working for months with temporary approvals as they continue to handle sensitive and classified information while they wait for the FBI to issue permanent clearances. 3. Tim Kaine wants Trump to release a secret memo outlining his interpretation of his legal authority to wage war. And 4. Trump said the White House would release a letter regarding the possible release of the Democrats' memo, which rebuts a Republican document claiming FBI and Justice Department bias against Trump. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.